Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's with Letterman Rowe. He is the man to talk to about Ohio State football. And he joins us right now in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tim, thanks for being with us. We know it's nuts for you. What the heck is going on, and what does this possibly mean? See?
No, man, it's like, you know, who knows what's going to pop up next. Yep. Austin Ward from Letterman Row and Jeremy Birmingham from Letterman Row and myself, I mean, you know, we were sort of looking at this for the last 3 days because we knew something was up, you know. And the good thing is Chase Young put it out there for everybody to see, because I'm not sure whether he did that or whether he had the blessing of Ohio State to put that out there one way or the other. Who knows? But at least he cleared up some of the murkiness. But the bottom line is he paid back the money, or his family paid back the money that was involved. And it just kind of came to light, obviously, a week ago or so. A little less than a week ago, it looks like. But, you know, whether he's going to miss, this usually is a multiple game suspension, these kind of things. We'll see if it goes to... we'll see if it goes two games, if it goes three games, whatever. Obviously, it could have a major effect a couple of weeks from now if he can't play against Penn State and Michigan. But there is no conjecture right now on the insider from the insiders, because I think it finally comes to a final decision by the NCAA on how long. I mean, Ohio State will recommend a penance be paid. How long that, whether the NCAA will go along with it, remains to be seen. But you know, in an era where states are passing laws where players now can receive money for their image and likenesses and all this kind of stuff, this, we're in the final days, it looks like, of the Roman Empire.
That's well put.
Are you on your fiddle right now? Just curious.
Am I what?
Is Rome burning?
No, but,
oh, okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I don't have a fiddle. I was playing the trumpet there.
Ah, I forgot. That's
my boy.
All right, so does the suspension depend on how much it was, or how do you think that apply in the past? I shouldn't say in this case in particular, because we don't know what it is, but yeah, does the amount of money make a difference in how long the suspension is?
Well, in the past, it kind of did, you know. It's like a, you know, first degree misdemeanor, second degree misdemeanor, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. I'm not sure what it does anymore, because it just seems like the meeting out of punishments and stuff now is in the last several years, it's been so arbitrary, because, you know, the NCAA knows what's around the bend, what's coming around the bend. It's a Creedence Clearwater Water revival.
Yes.
No, but they know what's coming around the bend. They've seen it for several years. And I don't know, just like in the transfer portal thing, why some guys are declared immediately eligible and some guys aren't. It makes no sense if you really look at the reasons, but they are what they are, you know. And so I'm hemming and hawing. Who knows?
So, Tim, traditionally in these scenarios, and you've said this better than anyone, and it has been drilled into my head basically because you reminded me of this, I think, the first time we ever talked about an NCAA eligibility issue, the NCAA is Ohio State. It is all the schools of the NCAA. So in a scenario like this, I mean, what happens? Ohio State, he reports it, someone tells Ohio State, Ohio State tells the NCAA main office, and then all of a sudden now it's out there. Now we come up with some immediate thing that we don't know the answers to, so Ohio State says, okay, you're going to sit out till we figure this thing out. Is that a fair way to assess what's going on?
No, I really believe that probably Chase Young, based on his statement, Chase Young thought the matter was closed way back when, you know, when he repaid the money. I'm sure he looked at it as just a loan. So, you know, when you pay off your car, the NCAA doesn't come, you know, when you and I pay off our cars, the NCAA doesn't come and investigate, well, okay, but when did you take out the loan? I mean, you know what I mean? So who the answer to that, we don't know right now, Andy.
Gotcha.
Bottom line is, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you can't tell. I remember when Chris Carter, way back in 1987, when it came out, you know, the grand jury investigation of a couple of unscrupulous agents, and his name came out in the grand jury testimony. Suddenly he was declared ineligible, as well as some other players around the country. And a couple of those players paid back what they had been granted by these agents, and were except one of them was at Pitt, if I remember correctly. Because I remember when this was all coming down, I was at a press conference for Chris Carter over in Indianapolis, of all places. And bottom line is, he got really excited when he heard that the Pitt player had paid his money back and was going to be accepted back on the team after, you know, a couple of game suspensions. And he wanted to do that at Ohio State, but Rick Bay, then the athletic director, didn't let it happen. I think Earl Bruce wanted it to happen, but Rick Bay said, no, that's not happening. You knew the rules. You broke the rules. You're done. So, you know, it's not the case. That's not the case anymore. It's more of a modern world. But where this one, like I said, we're trying to give you answers, trying to come up with answers here before the final questions are actually posed. But like you just said, you know, Ohio State is the local sheriff for the NCAA. The NCAA is not three people sitting in a ivory tower over in Indianapolis. I mean, you police yourself, and then a higher court, so to speak, determines whether you police yourself correctly, is the way it works.
Tim May joining us from Letterman Row. And Tim, I read all the work you guys did leading up to this and the story that's out there today, and it was really, really well done and had some good insight into stuff. Would your gut tell you, and if I'm asking you to speculate too much, just tell me. Does your gut tell you, hey, he took a loan from somebody that he met before his freshman year at Ohio State and he paid it back? Simple. Or is this the tip of the iceberg of something nasty that nobody wants to see happen?
Well, as the captain of the Titanic said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. No, that was actually the guy in Mobile Bay, but that's another story.
Wait, can you digress for a second, please?
Okay. I don't like to go there. I take things for the most part at face value, because obviously Ohio State in their investigation is looking into whether there is more to be had there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The NCAA would probably do the same thing. Ohio State, you know, would be stupid to play a guy if in fact there's more to it than what we've been led to believe. And the thing about it is, like I said, I think Chase Young figured case closed when he paid the guy back. You know, usually that is the case. There aren't reparations down the road unless you miss some payments. You know, I'm using the car payment thing, because I remember one time I paid off a loan. I thought I was done, but I got another bill, you know. So this is the other bill is what he's getting. And it just shows, you know, when you sign a dotted line to play for an NCAA team now, the rules are the rules, and you're compelled to follow them. If you, for whatever reason, mistakenly or not mistakenly, step out of bounds, you're putting yourself in jeopardy if it comes to light. And that's what has happened in this case. And, you know, who knows, man? We're sitting here on the one hand talking about, you know, whether there's an iceberg here. On the other hand, this day and age, when are these players actually going to get the benefit like they should from their fame and fortune? I mean, this is one of the great players who's ever played at Ohio State. He's helped them get to the cusp of possibly making the college football playoff again, and number one in the college football playoff rankings this week. And who knows what the amount of money was involved, but the amount of money these kind of guys help generate for their universities is out of sight right now. Willie Taggart's going to make $19 million, not to coach. Chris Ash is making $9 million, not to coach. Hmm. You follow my drift.
Yeah.
So this is just such a crazy world we live in.
Yeah, Tim, one of the questions we asked, and I was pondering this the other day when I was eating in Damon's looking through my gym bag, that
inside moldy, love it.
Moldy bologna sandwiches.
No, to me, it's like I think of the absurdity started with Damon Flint when the Ohio State basketball team. I mean, but are we numb? Are we numb to this stuff?
I don't think you're numb to it. I think everybody woke up today and they saw the LettermanRowe.com story and we're going, oh, you're kidding me. Everything was going so swimmingly. So that's not numb.
Yeah, but Tim, I mean, like, okay, so by the end of the game tomorrow, people will be like, oh, okay. All right. I wonder, is he back this week or not?
That won't be the case.
It won't? Okay.
If this was a third-team defensive end, that would be the case. But this is a guy that some people, and I'm one of them, I mean, if Joe Burrow beats Alabama this week, Joe Burrow's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy. If Joe Burrow gets beat by Alabama this week, I think Chase Young had a great shot at winning the Heisman Trophy. This is one of the premier players, just like Nick Bosa when he had the core muscle injury last year.
Right.
And then walk away from the team in October just because he wasn't going to be able to come back. Why risk it, too, to make a premature return when you're worth – you see what Nick Bosa's worth right now.
Yeah.
So why do that? So it's a – like I said, it's a crazy world we live in. But numb, I don't think it's still the word because you're talking – I mean, Ohio State has some of the more fanatical fans out there.
Right.
And deservedly so.
Yeah, I think I'm saying numb more towards the big picture because I don't know. I think about all the stories that are out there and the stories that have happened and where this thing will – what this will mean. Like if he's back next week or if he's back in 2 weeks and – but you're right about that. So let me ask you the actual football consequences.
Well, let me interrupt you, though.
Sure, go ahead.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like we're talking about a pittance here compared to the big money picture that is NCAA major college football, and that's what just drives you crazy.
Yeah. No, I totally see it. All right, so who's going to get the playing time with him out? I mean, getting back.
Interesting. Tyreek Smith, you would think. I mean,
wait, the kid from Cleveland Heights?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen the availability list, to be honest with you, this morning. I've been so busy. But Tyreek Smith, Zach Harrison, the freshman from Old Tandy Orange, who's, was a five-star guy, coming in, and he's played progressively. Tyler Friday, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I mean, Ohio State is benefiting. It's going to benefit from the fact it's rolled guys in, 10, 12 guys in per game on the defensive line. And, at the defensive end spots, it's going to benefit greatly from the deposits it's made this year and in years past.
Sure.
The interest will come to bear this week on Maryland.
Tim, you just gave me the answer I wanted to hear anyway.
An interesting use of the word interest as you continue to roll different players in there. I wonder if they have family friends. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I know. But, I mean, if you live your life thinking things like that, then you're probably on the left side of cynical. And the thing about it is, as we well know, it's major college football. I've said all along, across the nation, just pull the covers back. Let everybody see what's going on,
Amen.
Great idea, Tim. Hey, Tim, right, thanks, buddy.
Hit him straight today.
That's not going to happen. This throws spice in there. But it's never fun, no one way or the other. I want people to understand this. It's never fun writing stories like this. People think it's like, there's some excitement involved because your heart's, your stomach's in a knot because you don't know how right you are from one moment to the next in these things.
Sure.
You're hearing bits and pieces. But not just Chase Young, but Ohio State's foot. There are guys whose lives are being altered by this one way or the other, or will be, quote-unquote, stained by this one way or the other. And it's, these are never fun stories, in my opinion.
No, they're not. Tim, we always appreciate you. Whether you digress or you move forward, we appreciate all the hard work you do, no matter who you're writing for, and you are truly a friend of the show.
I'll tell you what I appreciate is when a story like this breaks, I suddenly jump to Jump Street there on the Andy Baskin show, and that's always
true.
Baskin and Phelps.
Tim, thank you, buddy.
Tim, you're a rock star.
Hey, always a pleasure, fellas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.